Alan, what about in the first line setting, the patient who gets started on biologic 5-FU with either oxali or irinotecan, or particularly oxali responding, develops some neurotoxicity question, can you stop or should you stop everything and you keep 5-FU and Bev going? What's your approach?
Again, I think it does depend on the patient and the burden of disease and how much toxicity they've had, and also on the discussion with the patient. I do think patients are very uncomfortable often stopping therapy. Certainly the Optimox 2, while by no means definitive, changed my mind in terms of my comfort zone of giving absolute holidays. So especially, I think the point is well taken that the patient who had high volume disease with a quick, robust response probably isn't the right patient to give a holiday to. They may have kinetically unfavorable disease, but we all have these patients who percolate along where I think that's much more tenable.
Mike, the NSABP, and you're taking a lead role looking at genomic analyses of colon tumors, particularly in the adjuvant setting. Do you think we're going to get to a point in the metastatic setting with a patient like Rich's who presents with metastatic disease that we'll be able to pick out the patients that we can take sort of different paths on?
I think it's possible. I think certainly in the adjuvant situation, the results of gene expression profiling are very promising, although as one of the audience asked in the question, it's not really ready for prime time yet. It needs to be validated. But I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be possible conceptually to identify a genetic profile that would be associated with aggressiveness of metastatic disease.